simplifying a complex, confusing world. The Explainers, only on The Podcaster.
I can't stand people that do not take food seriously. This was written by Oscar Wilde, the wittiest writer of the 19th century. He would have loved the 21st century though. We certainly take our food very, very seriously. Look at how much we eat. You know, obesity is a modern epidemic and many people's hormones and lifestyles are, let me put it lightly, out of whack. Now, this leads to unusual weight gain. By that, I mean a BMI of over 27, which most likely indicates not being able to see the top of your trousers because your big old belly is jutting out unceremoniously. And the chances are you're probably not a god in any culture's pantheon. So, hi there, Muffin Top. You got fat! I can literally hear karma taking aim at me. But I'm not done yet. Anyway, if you're worried about the inevitable metabolic syndrome and the cardiovascular issues, you may have a way out of the quagmire. What if I told you that you can take a medicine right now that can quell your hunger and help you lose weight? For real, there is such a medication available and it's one of the biggest trends in health and nutrition. Many of you may have heard of this thing called Ozempic, a cure that attained considerable fame and notoriety courtesy of Hollywood celebs and billionaires. Neither of which I am. Ozempic has caused quite the stir. Many do tout it as a wonder drug that can help any individual drop weight quickly. For some, too quickly, with a chance of adverse side effects. Obviously, we decided it was, you know, worth a glimpse and maybe more. Welcome to The Explainers. I'm Brian and we're heading down another rabbit hole today. How a treatment for diabetes nearly became a cheat code, even a panacea for weight loss, and turned a Danish pharma company into the EU's second largest corporation worth more than the country it's from. This one is quite the ride.
We help you understand the world. The Explainers, only on The Podcaster.
Last year, that's 2023, there was a fair bit of noise around a fat loss medication that had become popular in the entertainment capital of the world, Hollywood. During the 2023 Oscars ceremony, Jimmy Kimmel, one of the late night comedy's Jimmys, you know, I'm never sure which one is which. Anyway, he joked about the movie stars looking slim and something about Ozempic. So, a couple of things were noticed immediately. One is that the Oscars were still a thing. And second, Ozempic had gone from an open secret to a mainstream and pop culture fad. In America and Western nations, I mean. India is fully plugged into the Anglosphere, so their trends become our trends. You know how it goes. American celebrities were and are popping Ozempic and similar medications to get in shape. In October of 2022, Elon Musk tweeted that the medicine Wegovy, along with intermittent fasting, had helped him lose around 20 pounds or 9 kilos. Comedian Amy Schumer used Ozempic around 2022 and lost some weight but later quit because it was causing side effects. She also called out fellow celebrities for lying about their weight loss drugs. Everybody is lying. Everybody is like, oh, smaller portions. Like, shut the up. You're an Ozempic or one of those things, she said. Gotta appreciate honest celebs who never disrespect fans by resorting to lies or fabricated stories. Another comedian, Chelsea Handler, said she ended up taking semaglutide without knowing it, thanks to her doctor's recommendation. I didn't even know I was on it, Handler said, adding, if you ever want to drop 5 pounds, this is good. She later stopped using it. Khloe Kardashian, sister of the famous Kim Kardashian, was accused by an internet denizen of using Ozempic or the like to lose weight. The exact comment was, and I quote, the fact she uses diabetic medication to get this skinny is disturbing, end quote. Internet commentators, so empathetic and considerate. Kardashian, of course, denied it. Plenty of other celebs, including one Oprah Winfrey, used some form of Ozempic to manage weight. Oprah was effusive in her praise for this new weight loss therapeutic. She didn't reveal the name of the drug she used, but did say, and I quote, I now use Dash as a tool to manage not yo-yoing. The fact that there's a medically approved prescription for managing weight and staying healthier in my lifetime feels like relief, like redemption, like a gift, and not something to hide behind and once again be ridiculed for. I'm absolutely done with the shaming from other people and particularly myself. End quote. Oprah has famously struggled with obesity for over 25 years. In the early 1990s, she was famous as a rotund, matronly daytime TV empath. She was open about her struggles with her weight. She tilted the scales at 237 pounds or over 100 kilos. Now, Oprah isn't a small person. She's a shade under 5'7", but her BMI in the mid-1990s, around the age of 40, was like 37. You can see why she felt the way she did for several years. If you skim her Instagram page, you'll notice that around September 2022, she looked considerably slimmer and the loose clothes we got used to seeing her in were gone. She later said her goal was to slim down to 160 pounds or 72 kilos. Given she's 70 years old in 2024, that's a great goal. And her latest post has her looking spiffy, preening with a newfound confidence. Okay, preening is too much of an accusation against someone as modest and sincere as Oprah Winfrey, but one can appreciate the glow of happiness she wears these days. So let's take a closer look at this phenomenon. First off, how this drug works. Ozempic, Wegovy and Mounjaro are the names doing the rounds in Hollywood. Ozempic is the most popular version of a diabetes medication that has a very desirable side effect. Weight loss. Its scientific name is semaglutide. The other brands of this medication are Wegovy and Rybelsus. Wegovy became popular when it was revealed that Elon Musk had used it for weight management. Ozempic and Wegovy are administered as injections to the stomach. Rybelsus can be taken as a pill. Mounjaro is a brand name for tirzepatide, which is similar to semaglutide. So what does semaglutide actually do in the body? Semaglutide works to lower high blood sugar by increasing the amount of insulin that is released, lowering the amount of glucagon released, and by delaying gastric emptying. Semaglutide also controls appetite and also helps you reduce the amount of food that you want to eat. Ozempic is used to lower blood sugar levels in patients with type 2 diabetes mellitus. Here's how it works. Semaglutide mimics a hormone called GLP-1. Its full name is glucagon-like peptide 1. It is a receptor agonist. An agonist is a chemical that activates a receptor to produce a biological response. In the case of GLP-1, that response is to tell the brain that the body is no longer hungry. So, Ozempic works by binding to GLP-1 receptors in the brain, pancreas, and gastrointestinal tract. This binding stimulates the release of insulin, which helps to lower blood sugar levels. Additionally, semaglutide slows down the emptying of the stomach, reducing appetite and promoting weight loss. So, we can call it an appetite suppressant. That's a phrase you'll be hearing a lot more in the coming years. A quick history of Ozempic here, because we like to get the whole picture here on the explainers. Novo Nordisk, the pharma company that manufactured Ozempic, conducted phase 2 trials of semaglutide in June 2008. Phase 2 studies are used to determine the effectiveness of an experimental drug on a particular disease or condition in approximately 100 to 300 volunteers. Essentially, a phase 2 trial answers the question, does drug X improve disease Y? In 2012, they developed a weekly injection system of therapy to enable long-term usage in diabetics. A semaglutide injection is a class of medicine known as incretin mimetics, which helps the pancreas release insulin to bring down the blood sugar levels. It was given the name Ozempic, and clinical trials were done from Jan 2016 to May 2017. The US FDA approved Ozempic for type 2 diabetes treatment in 2017. In 2019, the tablet form, Rybelsus, was approved. In 2021, a phase 3 trial was done on patients with a BMI of over 30, and it was observed that participants who used Ozempic saw a 14.9% loss in body fat, while the others saw a 2.4% drop in body fat. Only bariatric surgery can lead to higher weight loss, but that comes with its own risks. In India, bariatric surgery made the headlines when former finance minister Arun Jaitley underwent one while holding office. He died 5 years later. That surgery drops fat by as much as 50%, but it's a drastic intervention. Achieving nearly 20% of fat loss during a weekly injection can be a lifesaver for many diabetics. That's why Ozempic was a big deal. But Ozempic was for diabetics. Novo Nordisk came up with another similar product, Wegovy. It's more or less the same as Ozempic. The difference is in the dosage. Ozempic doses are between 2 mg and 8 mg, while Wegovy doses are between 0.25 mg and 2.4 mg. They are not interchangeable and different enough that doctors can prescribe it at higher dosages only as a weight loss therapy. Ozempic reportedly also helps lower a risk of cardiovascular problems like heart attacks or strokes. Rybelsus is a tablet equivalent of Ozempic. Wegovy is now used mainly for weight management. Ozempic and Wegovy can be injected once a week. Rybelsus is a tablet that has to be taken every morning. All of these are manufactured by Novo Nordisk and available only with a prescription. Tirzepatide, the active ingredient in Mounjaro and Zepbound, targets two different hormones, GIP and GLP-1, which can lead to even greater weight loss, according to research. Mounjaro is the diabetes medication and Zepbound is the weight loss variant. Both are manufactured by the American pharma company Eli Lilly. Novo Nordisk knew it was sitting on a gold mine. You see, Ozempic is expensive. Patients can rack up costs of up to $1,349 or 1.1 lakh rupees per month. In India, every shot of Ozempic costs approximately 20,000 rupees. According to an India Today report, Rybelsus pills are offered in three variants, 3mg, 7mg and 14mg, with a strip of 10 tablets costing approximately Rs 3000 and above, making each pill approximately Rs 300 to Rs 400. And yet, this drug is selling out like crazy and shortages are commonplace across the world. And Novo Nordisk is making a killing. In 2019, its stock hovered around $200. By late 2023, its share price was over $630. That's massive growth, and the Danish company now in Jan 2024 has a market cap of $479 billion. To put that insane growth into perspective, Denmark's GDP in 2023 is estimated at $406 billion. That's right, Novo Nordisk is, as of the moment, worth more than its home country. Ozempic's success made it the second biggest corporation in the European Union. Not bad for a company that turned 100 years old in 2023. Quite the centenary gift it gave itself, right?
We help you understand the world. The Explainers, only on The Podcaster.
But there's no magic pill without some downside. And semaglutide has had some adverse effects and a few scary outcomes. The NIH research study for semaglutide does mention gastrointestinal distress as a common complaint in over 30% or 1 in 3 participants. The most notorious case so far is the woman who reportedly developed diarrhea, which she'll have for life. The now viral report in the Daily Mail newspaper says, and I quote, "A woman was diagnosed with a life-threatening bowel injury after using Ozempic and underwent surgery, which lasted nearly 9 hours. Doctors said she would be in pain for the rest of her life and will never have a solid bowel movement again." Novo Nordisk is being sued by the unnamed woman and many other patients for devastating negative effects caused by Ozempic, from gastroparesis or stomach paralysis to bowel injuries. These can be life-threatening as they cause a buildup of food in the gut and symptoms including nausea, vomiting, and severe pain. Basically, since the brain is being told that the stomach is full, digestion pretty much stops and the food they've eaten just sits in the stomach. As you can imagine, that can have terrible consequences, from food rotting in the stomach to serious ailments of the intestines. In another case, one woman had incessant vomiting. Her lawsuit claims she ended up vomiting so much her teeth fell out. Then there's Ozempic face. TikTok saw several videos about Ozempic face. What happens to the face of an Ozempic user due to the rapid fat loss? Let's just say saggy skin on the face is not a good look. If you have thyroid issues in the family, you may want to check with your doctor about the dangers of semaglutide. People with a history of thyroid tumor are advised to avoid this wonder drug. But this is just the start for Ozempic or semaglutide. It may offer more potential benefits. We said at the beginning of this podcast that obesity is the outcome of lifestyle choices or genetics or hormones being out of sync or depleted. There's a reason doctors now classify obesity as a disease than mere gluttony. One of the reasons is that obesity causes many other serious issues down the line. The New York Times did a long-form piece on the potential health advantages that Ozempic could offer a wide range of illnesses. Alcoholism, liver disease, PCOS, cardiovascular issues, sleep apnea, kidney disease, reduction in suicidal thoughts in people suffering from obesity, etc. The New York Times piece says, and I quote, Novo Nordisk announced in October that it had halted a trial of semaglutide in people with type 2 diabetes and chronic kidney disease after an early analysis made clear the drug was effective, though the company has not yet released the data, end quote. Dr. Howard Foreman, a professor at the Yale School of Medicine, told New York Times that Ozempic is on the cusp of, quote-unquote, an explosion of opportunities. We are on the very, very early upsweep of this whole industry, he said. The story has only just begun, and semaglutide may just set us on the road to good health. That doesn't mean you shouldn't exercise, but the war against obesity may have received a real shot in the arm.
We help you understand the world. The Explainers, only on the Podcaster.